following podcast is brought to you by Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary.
Welcome to Confessing the Faith, a theological and devotional walk through the 1689 Baptist Confession of Faith. I am your host, Sam Waldron, pastor of Grace Reformed Baptist Church in Owensboro, Kentucky, and president of Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. In this talk, we return to chapter 8 of the 1689, which is entitled, Of Christ the Mediator. This chapter is a wonderful and complete guide to the Bible's doctrine of Christ. Having completed a survey of the biblical teaching regarding the person of Christ, we come with this podcast to the work of Christ. This is the subject of part 4 of this chapter, which I've entitled, His Execution of the Office of Mediator. It's found in paragraphs 4 through 10. The scope of these podcasts forced me to omit the wonderful teaching of paragraph 3 on the equipping of the mediator for his task by the gift of the Holy Spirit to him. I will also not cover much which is well taught in paragraphs 4 to 10. My focus will be on the necessity, nature, and extent of the atonement Christ made for sinners, and in this podcast, on the necessity of the atonement. When we speak of the necessity of the atonement, this raises a more basic issue. Is anything necessary for God? If God is almighty and wanted to save, could he not simply save men without an atonement? This was debated by the medieval Christian theologians, with Anselm defending the necessity of the atonement, and Duns Scotus and Abelard questioning or denying it. If God is almighty, is anything necessary for him? What does Scripture teach? Paradoxically, Scripture teaches both that God is almighty and that there are at least three things God cannot do. He cannot lie, Titus 1:2, in the hope of eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised long ages ago. He cannot die, 1 Timothy 1:17, now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, and 6:16 of 1 Timothy, who alone possesses immortality. And then he cannot deny himself, 2 Timothy 2:13. He remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. See, God's power is connected to his rational and moral nature. The Children's Catechism asks, can God do all things? And it answers wisely, yes, God can do all his holy will. It is no infringement on his omnipotence that he cannot do things that are either unholy or irrational. Thus, the Scripture teaches that the atonement made by Christ was necessary. This is taught in many texts, but here are some of the most important of the scriptural assertions. Hebrews 2:17, therefore he had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might make propitiation for the sins of the people. Galatians 3:21, for if a law had been given which was able to impart life, then righteousness would indeed have been based on law. What is the reason for this absolute preference? Well, the reason is stated in the near context. It is the awful price Christ paid for our recovery. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. If it had been possible, if the atonement was not necessary, not merely a law able to impart life, but any other method would have been preferable to the cursing of God's Son. But what made the atonement necessary? It was, of course, God himself. And what about God made it necessary? Well, the confession speaks of the satisfaction of the justice of God made by the atonement. Paragraph 5 affirms the Lord Jesus, by his perfect obedience and sacrifice of himself, which he through the eternal Spirit once offered up unto God, hath fully satisfied the justice of God, procured reconciliation, and so forth. The Scripture supports this view. Consider texts like Romans 3:25, for the demonstration of his righteousness so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Galatians 4:4, God sent forth his Son, born under the law. Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. In the atonement made by the Son of God, God saved us from God. Christ satisfied the divine justice by his sacrifice.
Thank you for listening to Confessing the Faith on the Man of God Network. brought to you by Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. CBTS is a confessional Reformed Baptist seminary which provides affordable online theological education to help the church in its calling to train faithful men for the gospel ministry. To learn more about how you can partner with us in providing informed scholarship with pastoral heart, visit cbtseminary.org.